did he even bust you at that on that play, or did you were you able to get away from him? Do you remember? Did he touch you on that?
Yeah, he was at the line of scrimmage, man to man, and you know I worked my release like I've been trained to do, and found a way to get separation. Carson gave me an opportunity, throw a great ball like that, so it helps you out.
How great does it feel for you because of last season? You know, you get a fresh start, clean slate, and it goes pretty well in week one.
Last season's last season. The only thing that matters to me was today, and now I need to take care of tomorrow. So that's on my mind. It's been since we first got the understanding to play the game and have fun while doing it. That's what's been so impressive for me, and to see a rookie come in and, you know, he enjoyed himself from day one when he got here. He knew what was in front of him and he just continued to get better. And he hasn't changed who he is. His makeup has been the same since he walked in the building.
You were just a rookie. You had to be nervous, right, in the show?
Nerves will be there in the game, but if you're prepared, sometimes it, you know, eliminates nerves. Preparation and belief and understanding that, you know, your guys are in it with you, it's a good time.
Nelson, you guys have said all along that you knew Carson would be able to handle this. Do you remember the first time that you kind of realized this isn't too big for him?
I told you, when he walked in, you know, when he was drafting all that type of stuff, he had a certain, you know, makeup about him that, you know, he was ready to embrace every opportunity. He was ready to compete, and he was ready to prepare every day to be special, and that's all you're going to see. You're going to see a guy that's going to prepare every day to be special. I mean, the results, I don't know what they'll be. You can't tell the future, but I know what the process is. It's one of somebody that wants to be special.
I hate to make you repeat yourself, but the touchdown to the right side of the end zone, that was a really pretty play right after the fourth down conversion. Can you tell me about that and what you were doing and how it looked to you?
So we called goes and press coverage, worked a release. I've trained every day in practice, and you know, to have a great, you know, corners like CJ Smith, Nolan Carroll to work with every day in practice, you know, and then Carson gave me a great opportunity with a great ball.
The release, it was Joe Hayden, right?
That was the corner.
What did you do? I think I couldn't see you off the line. I was watching the quarterback.
I mean, I worked the release. I can't give everybody my releases now.
Yeah.
How about the play that I think hit off Josh and you caught? I mean, that's just kind of a heads up. I mean, what does that show when you make a play like that?
Thirsty for the football. You just want catches. Because I was supposed to block, which I did. Right. Chipped my guy, and then I saw a football in the air. I was like, all right, another reception.
How gratifying is it for you to have the game you did after, you know, rough preseason? But what about
rough preseason? I don't worry about that.
Like, what does it feel like to come out game one? And
it feels great to win a football game and to see what preparation and hard work all week does for you. That's what it shows you. I don't think about preseason. I don't think about last year. All I care about was September 11th, which is today in this game.